Hey, Bird.
T-Talk.
Is he alive?
Snake.
Oh, God, bless it. Sorry. I didn't leave you hanging too long, did I? I went and...
No, we were just wondering where you were for like the last 3 minutes.
No, 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 don't.
We said silence.
Oh, I meant seconds. I meant seconds, not minutes. Sorry.
Okay, good, 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 good. Okay. So, how we doing? T-Tall, how we doing?
T-Tall.
Doing great.
Okay. T-Tall. Now, since this is your first official day back, really, have you guys been utilizing T-Tall?
Yeah.
T-Tall.
You guys haven't today.
Oh, we haven't called him T-Tall.
Whip T-Tawed me the last couple days, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch my nuts.
That's good.
What happened?
Okay, T-Tall.
Okay, well, let's begin with a Wemby question. Would you like to be 7'5" with no athletic ability whatsoever, or a Muggsy Bogues type who is 5'3" but had an awesome NBA career? Well, that's not even a question. I would take Muggsy Bogues over being 7'5" any day of the week.
Yeah, because that's not getting me anything.
Dude, 7'5" is
terrible.
Okay, let's just flat out. Would you rather be 7'5" or 5'3"?
5'3".
Me too.
I'd rather be 7'5".
Dude, Matt,
just
I'm telling you,
the clothes you will have to buy.
Yeah,
just
but 5'3" as a man,
I can live with that.
Doesn't matter.
I can take it. Yep. There's no way I'd
right
want
now,
to be 7'5".
Victor Wembanyama is special because clearly he has, you know, that athletic ability. But if you have no athletic ability whatsoever and you're 7'5", your life is hell.
It's miserable.
Everywhere. You can't go anywhere. You can't get on a plane. If you can't afford first class, you're screwed.
That's true.
Hell, you can't even fit in first class seats. Your house has to be custom made. Your toilets, like everything, your whole life, cars, you can't do anything.
At 5'3", you can do everything.
You're damn right you can.
I was there until the 11th grade, even shorter than that.
And
I survived. Yeah.
You were
great.
Fine. Matt, I'm telling you, you couldn't live.
I haven't been 5'3 since I was like fourth grade or something, probably.
Well,
God,
that's better
braggart.
Than 7'5". That would suck.
Maybe.
Like, if you really think about it, Matt, your life would be hell.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? Yes, it would be.
It's hard to say.
Why?
Because I've been 5'3", but I've never been 7'5", so I don't know what to think.
Okay, so you think it's just kick-ass being that tall?
I don't think it's kick-ass. I mean, if you don't have any money and you don't have a pro career, it'd be pretty rough. But at least
it'd
people
be
would be like, oh, look at that guy. You'd be like, yeah, I'd take a picture for $100.
No, yeah. There's no one asking you to do that.
That's not true.
It's very true.
People who are amazed by you.
Okay.
Is there any moment of the day where he would feel comfortable doing everyday things? Just, like I said, getting in a car, sitting on a toilet.
Walking in a building, getting on an elevator. Like, everything has to probably suck to that dude.
Yeah.
And then he
but
gets on the court
also
and
has
he dominates.
The fallback of
right,
being
right.
The NBA. Best player in the league and making hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's pretty wild. I saw a little, I guess it was a reel of him at HEB down there in San Antonio that they filmed. And he's just walking around. He had a duck going out of the store. And when he reaches for something on the shelf, it's weird. I mean, it looks like an alien hose arm or something. It's just like,
right, but you want to be alien hose arm guy.
Yeah, alien hose arm.
I mean, no. Who was made to look more of a buffoon by the ticket? Wade Phillips, Chan Gailey, or Jason Kidd?
Man.
I would probably say Wade.
That was my first thought, too, was Wade Phillips.
Let's let the Cowboys ride.
Yeah, and he's just
now again,
hamburgers and all that. Yeah, I think it's Wade.
Dude, Chan Gailey is essentially like he doesn't have a brain.
I don't think I was here for the Chan Gailey years. I don't remember.
Yeah, you don't remember like Papaw?
No, I don't.
I mean, yeah, he kind of talked like this. And Dude, you need to go back and revisit the fake Chan Gailey, because okay. that was one of the biggest disservices ever done to a head football coach in the NFL.
Wade was so good, though. Surprise.
Yeah. And Jason Kidd is made to look like a simpleton.
He is. He just takes everything out of context.
Right. Right. What? But he has vast knowledge of the things that are taken out of context. Right. Which right. is, so, you know, makes it funny.
You just can't. He can't quite grasp it, but he still has some kind of knowledge. Wade Phillips had nothing.
No. So who was probably the actual biggest buffoon amongst them?
Wade Phillips.
Wade? Which is so unfair.
Wade was fun.
He just felt like just a happy-go-lucky guy.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's buffoonery. No, I think that's fun.
But his whole accent, the way he was with everything, just kind of made it feel that way.
Like, Wade is, honest to goodness, one of the great defensive minds the NFL has ever seen.
Right. And that's why...
He truly is.
I have to hesitate to say he was made out to be that guy. So maybe Chan Gailey, if he's going, because he only lasted a couple of years, and those were two playoff years, but still,
yeah.
No one thought of him as just this spectacular coach.
No,
and then he ended up in Miami, I think, as an OC for a while, but I don't think his career lasted that long. He went back to college, if I remember correctly.
Did he get his degree?
T-Taw, look that up.
Were you a big dog in school?
T-Taw.
Would Jason Kidd ever kiss and tell when it comes to all the Luka details? Like the weight, the smoking, the drinking.
Do those guys need that money anymore from a book deal or something like that? Because he'll put out a book at some point in his life.
I think he still wants to work, though. I don't think he will.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be right now. Yeah. But 10, 15 years from now or something, does he have a Jason Kidd, my memoirs, and goes through all of that?
Is there anyone? I mean, would you guys be interested in reading the Nico Harrison bio?
And he's like, I'm pretty out on that.
It depends on what because we would know before you bought it. Hey, they go in depth on the Luka trade. I would buy it solely for that.
Right.
But Jason Kidd, I mean, it'd be more than the Luka thing. I mean, his whole career and winning the title with the Mavs and all that, even just being the coach and how that. Yeah, there'd be enough where Jason Kidd wanted to do a tell-all, pull back the curtain, not just about being the coach in the Luka trade, but that title team.
His rap career. Yeah,
all that. The three J's early in the 90s, all that.
Yeah, Tony Braxton.
Sure.
Yeah. More than likely, though, we will all die with all of that being a secret.
Probably so.
Seriously. I mean, okay, speaking of that, is it a miracle that the entire Ron Washington story never became public?
It is,
like,
yes.
We know... 100%. There was a woman involved, but we don't know anything. That's a time when everything became public knowledge, we don't know what happened to probably the most famous manager in Rangers history.
I know.
Yep.
And I don't think we ever will.
No.
I don't see Ron Washington penning his autobiography to put out there at any time. Although he is doing podcasts now. But they're not asking him any of those questions.
Of course not.
Why not?
And they never will. We'll never know. We will never know.
It was like an Asian reporter, right? Like a Yu Darvish?
I feel like you may be right about that.
Yeah.
And
we're sitting here like fishing around. And again, this is... And I don't think this is... I get it. They just won a World Series and blah, blah, blah. But... Ron Washington is the most famous manager the Rangers have ever had.
Is he? Buck Showalter had some sway.
Man, Wash had...
I don't know that people knew who Wash was when he got hired as much as some of the other managers they had when they got hired.
Well, obviously not, but I'm saying just in the annals of Ranger history...
In Ranger history,
I think that we all look at him as that way just because of the rise... And
yeah, him
you
and
know,
Johnny Oates probably,
are
yeah.
probably the ones competing for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Donnie and Corby, have you ever looked to see where Bubbles the Chimp ended up after he broke free from Neverland?
No, I don't even remember hearing that he broke free.
Well, he didn't break free. I think that's
Oh, okay. Oh, from under Michael Jackson, is they're saying break free.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I haven't even looked into it.
Okay, so I know.
Okay.
I looked it up, and Bubbles is 45 now.
Wow.
Or 44, and he lives in a chimpanzee rescue that apparently I don't think that people can visit. It's just like a sanctuary for apes. And he now is 185 pounds. So like when Michael Jackson got him, what was he, 10 pounds?
Right.
Maybe. Tiny. And they say that as he grew stronger, Bubbles was no longer suited for life around people and was eventually retired from whatever show business Michael Jackson had him in, which I don't remember him doing. Was he in videos or something?
Don't know about that.
I don't remember him ever doing that. So now he's 185-pound adult male, lives in Florida with his fellow chimpanzee group. There are five of them, which they say he is the leader of the group, the respected leader of his chimpanzee group, which includes Oopsie, Boma, Kadua, and Striker. They say he's shy and private, but also playful. He enjoys painting.
Right. He's an artist.
Yeah, they're very creative.
Do you think they screened Michael at that habitat?
To see if he recognized him?
Well, yeah, they had him, you know, it's about him, and he's on there.
Or he's just slinging poop at the projector the whole time.
He's telling everyone, he's not, that's not how.
Guess what this guy did?
Or is he so in tune with Michael, like he's looking at that going, that ain't him.
Right.
Like he knows that's an actor.
Or did he do the moves when
he just starts to moonwalk?
Yeah, yeah, he moonwalks right when it happens.
Put on his front arms.
I think they should screen
Michael.
Okay,
so it's been, when did Michael Jackson die?
Was that 08?
05? 08?
08, 09?
Something like that. So let's just say it's been 20 years or 18 years or whatever. If you did show him that movie, maybe they did.
Yeah, you're right, it was 05 or 06.
Is he immediately like jumping up and down like, oh my God, that's my guy?
Or if you showing, if they show him the Thriller video right now, and he looks and he starts pointing,
and he just busts into it.
Right, I think they do. I think those animals are so incredibly intelligent that.
Yeah.
I mean, we as humans, if we saw somebody that we hadn't seen in 20 years that literally was our caretaker, like our parents. If you didn't see your parents for 20 years and then suddenly they showed up, you'd be like, holy crap.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Right.
And I think chimps are that way. I think that, because I've seen videos like the reuniting of chimps that go to sanctuaries
or
and things
even
like that.
Lions or, you know, other wild animals.
Right. Yes.
Which
that
is crazy.
The person that rescued them, and then they'll just stand there and then they run to them and hug them and all that. It always brings a tear to my eye.
Dude, it is the greatest videos.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them out there with monkeys that when they open the gates or whatever, those monkeys just run, and they jump right in their arms.
The craziest ones are the lions, because you don't expect them to be like that.
Yeah.
And it'll be years later and they go up there and their giant paws wrap around someone.
I know.
And like, oh, he's going to eat them. No, he loves them. It's weird.
I know. It's really cool.
It is. It is. It really is.
With the EAGLES Eagles chants that were directed at Scotty at the PGA, which, did you guys see that or hear that?
Yes.
You probably didn't, Donnie. You were out of town.
Yeah, you know, I keep up with everything.
Okay, you are on top of things. And every time somebody hit a tee shot, it was mashed potatoes and Baba Booey and all that.
Yeah, this is getting out of hand.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
In Philly, like, it's gone away to a certain degree, and like Philly and then New York at the Ryder Cup brought it back. Just the Northeastern trash.
I feel like every time I watch it, you hear screaming with the
You don't hear it at the Masters.
No, because they'll immediately kick you out and you'll be banned and arrested and beaten probably.
Yeah, right. Put in Masters jail. This guy says, I would like to encourage the P1s to be creative next year or during our events this week with shouts of Hongan or Teetaw. Or hot dogs.
Teetaw Hongan would be great.
Dude. I mean, if Scotty's in contention and somebody hits a tee shot and they say that's a great Teetaw.
We're trying to get that out of there, though. Everyone needs to grow up.
I just don't. What's the point of it? So you can be like, hey, let's go home and play
you're recording it,
and
so you can hear yourself. Like, and
that was
go,
me.
Yeah,
I'm the one that yelled at that.
No
time.
One knows.
I yelled in the hole first. Thing. I think I was on that hole. Did I yell in the hole in that hole? Yeah, that's me. I mean, I don't. What's the need? I don't get it.
Come on, get your sport under control, Corby.
It's not my sport. I don't. It's the idiots. It's and those people don't play. There's no way those people that play golf are chanting that or yelling that. No way. It's oh, just yeah. the. Renegade idiots that are just looking to be on TV. The drunkards.
Corby.
As my mom likes to call them.
I know. But the payoff for that is so short-lived, and it's...
There's like, no payoff for it.
No, because then you tell your buddy, hey, were you watching? I'm the guy that yelled that on hole
13. Or you may text him, hey, hey, yeah, I'm on hole 5. Right. When someone gets there, just listen for me.
And then your buddy texts back.
It's not the bite involving the baby in the dumpster.
Ha ha.
Yeah, your buddy's like, oh, I heard you, dude. Cool. All right, so what now? I don't know, man. So... All right, I want to watch the rest of the tournament. I mean, what are we? I don't get it.
I don't either.
No, terrible.